Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, the holiday season is upon us, a time when our thoughts turn to how thankful we are for family and friends, peace and goodwill, and the official Red Ryder Carbine Action 200-shot range model air rifle with a compass and this thing that tells time built right into the stock, as Erin Keene says in her review of A Christmas Story, that last reference, of course, from Gene Shepard's classic story. The stage adaptation of that holiday classic is being produced for the final time this season at Actors Theater of Louisville. And in our art segment today, Erin Keene talks with actress Jessica Wortham, who plays Ralphie's mother.
Hi, Jesse. Welcome home to Louisville.
I know. It's so great to be back.
So you were born and raised here in town?
Yeah. Born and raised. Went to college in Danville and then graduate school in Rhode Island. And then moved to New York in 2005. So haven't actually lived in the city since 2001.
Wow. But your work here with actors brings you back pretty frequently.
It's so nice because my whole family's still here and I still have friends here. So it's always a treat to get to come back and work in the city that you're from.
Yeah. So you've been, this is your third season playing the character of the mother in A Christmas Story at Actors Theater. And it's also the final year.
I know. It's so bittersweet. It really is because, you know, we've been doing it, well, the core members, the Justin, who plays the old man, my husband, and then Gabe Weibel, who is plays our son, Randy. We've all done it for the last 3 years. Justin and Gabe have done it all 4 years and just had their 100th performance of it yesterday,
Whoa. Which
is mind-blowing. But what's been so lovely about it is that I feel like it is a little family. And because Gabe is of that age where he's been doing it from the time he was, you know, 5 to 9, I've gotten to see him grow up and our relationship develop as he's gotten older, and also not just as a person, but also as an actor. And now that he's 9, he's getting it. He's making choices in the moment, and that's super exciting because most of my scenes include him. So he's my major acting partner. So that's been an adventure.
I've noticed that, actually, that, like, I remember the very first year that I saw it, it was like, He was five?
Yeah,
and
he was
so young and so, you know, like he could do the lines and he was charming and he was cute. But like this year it was like, wow, he is really, but he's still so tiny. So he still really works in the role. But like you can tell that he's an actor now. And
that's
really exciting to see.
Yeah. And like some, you know, he'll change it up night to night too, which he always gives me something, especially in the first scene, the crazy breakfast scene, getting him, you know, getting all the kids out of the door.
Will you do the line for us?
The
piggy.
Oh, the piggy. Randy, how does a little piggy go? How does a little piggy go? How does a little piggy go? That's right. Now show me how the little piggies eat. Go on, show me. Oh, that's a good piggy.
So what is that like, creating a character on stage that the majority of your audience knows from, you know, really from a frozen text, from film?
It's interesting because the stage adaptation, you actually get a lot more of the parents in the stage adaptation than you do with film. With film, I think it's very much directed through, you know, an 8-year-old, 9-year-old Ralphie's eyes.
Yeah, there's a gaze with the camera that really directs that.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're not, and because it's a son, I would say that the gaze is more focused on the father than it is the mother. The mother's kind of just always in the background making things happen. Outside of like the soap scene, the soap poisoning scene, and getting Randy out of a cabinet. In the film, she's not, I don't feel like she is as present, you know. But on the stage, in the stage production of it, she's on there a lot, and you get to see the parents interact a lot, even without the kids, which you don't really get to see in the movie except in the very last scene. The challenge for me was how do I take what are these iconic in the film, those two main scenes that I remember from the film, because I haven't seen the film in a long time, are the soap scene with her and then, you know, dealing with Randy in the morning. How do I take what that little nut is, which is probably the core of the character, and then make choices from that and expand it out into something fun and engaging?
Yeah. It seems like, I mean, because when people are so, and especially because A Christmas Story is one of those movies that people rewatch over and over again and really get to know, that as for folks who are doing a stage adaptation, is it ever, I mean, do you ever feel that tension like between, am I just imitating the scene in the movie? Or like, so how do you really develop your own character while not disappointing the people who are coming there expecting to see the how does the piggy eat scene?
That's a good question. So I think the trick is with this show is that people come in and they know the lines.
They whisper them.
Oh, they will say them before you do. That's seriously. I mean, that's more. I think the old man has more of those lines, mm-hmm. you know, like Fragile and Major Award and, you know, yeah. all that sort of stuff. I feel like it's less so for my character. But what's fun about doing it in the moment and on stage is that it kind of changes a little bit every night based on what you're given from the audience. There really is a play between the energy that the audience is giving you from, you know, from the audience. You can feel it on stage. So the exciting thing then becomes, okay, we're all in this together. And as you can slowly read the audience and what they're responding to up to that point, you can kind of, meet out, if that makes sense, what they're going to respond well to in the moment. And, I think that's the trick with it. At the same time, it's like they're already there, and since they're there and they know the show, they're ready to laugh.
Yeah.
So they're kind of ready, I feel like, to see what's to hear what's familiar, but see something else.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Like you want a surprise. You don't want to feel like you just watched somebody act out the movie on stage.
Exactly. Right. And like, you know, Gabe will do different things with the oatmeal every night, so I never kind of know what's going to... Is it going to be all over his face? Is it going to be all over the floor? Is it going to be in the milk glass? So there's
opening,
a lot of...
Yeah, on opening night, he had it all in his hands, yeah. and people were like, ew.
Yeah. Yesterday, he just grabbed a bunch out of Ralphie's bowl and threw it on the table. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing today. All right. So, you know, it's kind of fluid. You have the basic structure, which everybody knows, but mm-hmm. I think the fun of it is seeing how do you do it live in a space and still, you know... You can let go of what you've seen in the movie because the lines are there. I think people are more attached to the lines in a way than necessarily the imagery from the movie outside of the lamp. I mean, you know.
The lamp,
outside
yeah.
of the lamp.
Because it's a series of, I mean, the story is really a series of vignettes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the plot, as it were, is boy, wait, you know, counts down 2 weeks to Christmas and really wants a gun. Like that's
yeah. And then for the mom though, see that's great because that's like the story from the 8-year-old Ralphie's
right.
perspective, and from my perspective, it's 2 weeks of seeing her son Ralphie kind of grow into a man
mm-hmm.
in a way, and not a man,
right.
you know, but in the stage adaptation, there's a little you get more of there's a love interest for him with
yeah.
Esther Jane, which. I don't think is really in the movie.
No, that's a stage addition. So
yeah.
what does that add to the story then?
Well, I think what it does is it kind of gives the story, I think, more dimensions. So you have Ralphie, I mean, you know, he wants a gun, which a gun is like, you know, something you get when you become a man, right?
Yeah.
You get a gun when you're a man.
Yeah.
So he wants the gun. So that's kind of like his little early burgeoning manhood. And then he's kind of getting relentlessly teased by his, you know, guy friends, his little guy friends about Esther Jane's looking at you. So I think you get a fuller life. And then he has like finally sticks up for himself and takes on Scott Farkas, you know, the bully. And then Esther Jane comes over to bring him back his glasses and talks about the gift that he gave her. And it's, I think what you do is you kind of get a more fleshed out, fuller story mm-hmm. of the life that's being lived outside of just strictly sort of like Christmas and what I want for Christmas and what I got to do to get it.
Right. It's more of a coming of age story than a series of sight gags and funny jokes.
Yeah. And Steel, we have a new Ralphie this year.
Right.
And, you know, that's another thing. Doing it year after year, when we have new Ralphies or new cast members, they always bring something new to the table. And being able to respond to that always changes. You know, we have a structure to the play.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of freedom within that structure. And having a new actor always is going to introduce a new element because he's going to have a different line reading of something than, say, Henry from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to respond to how he delivers the line as opposed to, you know,
yeah, so
by
that,
rote.
So that kind of helps you keep the character fresh year after
yeah.
year, too, when you bring it back.
Yeah, and you're able to develop little moments, especially now that Gabe's getting older. He's developed this sense of comedic timing, and he's
very funny now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, before it was like, I'm not sure if he was deliberately funny or he's just a silly kid, but like
yeah.
now he's really funny on purpose.
Yeah, I think before it was more yeah. like we built things for him to be funny, like because
yeah.
comedy is so much about, you know, it's really a lot about math and timing and rhythm and pitch, which, you know, a 6-year-old it's difficult to do with, but if you can give it to him and give him, you know, wait two beats before you say this, mm-hmm. and then it'll get a laugh uh-huh. rather than, you know. But this year, I don't know that he could actually put words to it, but now it's kind of, it's almost like the rhythm of that work for the past few years has kind of ingrained itself in his brain in a way, and he's understanding that now, and he'll just try something that is immediately funny because I think he's...
Like, he gets the math and he's giving you the equation now.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. He's understanding that if he does something, it's going to give me something to react to, which in turn is going to get a big laugh.
Great. Well, yeah. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks,
A Christmas Story. This is the last year for it. You can see it through November 25th at Actors Theater of Louisville.
And that's WFPL's Erin Keene talking with Jessica Wortham, the actress who plays the mother in A Christmas Story. And Erin's review of that production is at WFPL.org. And Erin Keene is here right now with us. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Rick.
We have a few minutes left in the program, and you want to talk about another Actors Theater production that is underway called True West.
Yeah, this is a Sam Shepard play about two brothers, and they're kind of opposites. Austin is an Ivy League educated screenwriter, and Lee is a drifter who steals TVs. So diametrically opposite brothers who end up in their mother's house while Austin is house sitting while she's on vacation, and things sort of unravel very quickly for both of them. It's directed by Adam Rapp, who is a playwright and a director, and Actors Theater audiences have seen his work at the Humana Festival before. 2011 was his last play there, The Edge of Our Bodies. And Adam, I think, was a really good choice for director for this show because his own work is really brutal and unflinching. And so he really he takes this Sam Shepard play. And Sam Shepard is a kind of a brutal, honest, unflinching playwright. And he really just goes full bore with it. The brothers start physically fighting kind of midway through the play. And so it's set in the Bingham Theater, and they've put up plexiglass walls, which work really well live. Mm-hmm. Because then they just start slamming each other around. And this means that there's no splatter or shove zone in the first two rows of the Bingham. And it means that the actors don't really have to hold back. So it's a very brutal play, but it's darkly funny also. And it's surprising when you are used to reading a play or you've seen filmed productions of it to see what a live audience laughs at, too, because some of this stuff... Mm-hmm. It's not really funny. I mean, we're talking about deeply entrenched family dysfunction and alcoholism, which has actually been like an interesting through thread so far in this season at Actors Theater.
Now, this has been referred to as Bear Pit Theater.
So I've interviewed Adam Rapp before, and one thing that I've noticed is that the Bear Pit is a favorite metaphor of his for live theater, or the live theater that he particularly leans towards. So that's, I think, a really apt image to say, like, what are you getting when you go see an Adam Rapp play, whether he's the director or the playwright? And if he has his way, what you're doing is you're watching a Bear Pit fight, either metaphorically or perhaps even literally. So this play opens tensely, and the tension just mounts and mounts and mounts until the end, where you think actually somebody might die on stage.
And True West has opened at the Bingham Theater and runs until when?
It runs until December 9th.
All right. WFPL's Arts and Humanities reporter Erin Keene, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rick.